This is Jenny Hughes from Online Educa 2010. This evening, Sounds of the Bazaar have been invited to the reception hosted by Blackboard. There's well over 100 people here, and they're all really having a go at Blackboard. So I thought I'd take a look to see what Blackboard had to say for themselves. I'm just going to go up to a group of people now and ask them what they have to say for themselves, okay? So we're talking to Blackboard.
Yes, I'm Dan Peters, and I'm a senior solutions engineer with Blackboard, working out of our Amsterdam office.
And what does that actually mean? What do you do?
What does that actually mean? That means that I am supposed to know everything that our products do, but not just functionally, also understand the benefits that our clients receive. So I was, I've been with Blackboard for a little over 5 years, and I was a customer for 7 years before that.
That's kind of good. Moving from customer to creator sounds a really good basis for doing anything.
Yeah, we like to hire customers because they really understand the benefits of e-learning and blended learning and fully online learning, and they also understand very well the problems that people have in implementing these systems in higher education and in secondary education and as well as corporate. Most of our core clients are in higher education and secondary education. So it's not just the issues they face, but also, you know, there are budgetary issues, there are change management issues. So how do I put out a new system? How do I train my instructors to use it to most efficiently to actually improve student learning? Because in the end, right, the goal isn't to buy a system and have it up and running and have people using it. The goal is to improve student learning. And so we really need to focus on that rather than say, hey, here's a tool that does X, here's a tool that does Y, here's a tool that does Z. It's what are the instructional issues that you face? And how can we make that easier or more efficient or more effective?
Okay, one of the things I've been really impressed with in the last hour is talking Blackboard, because, hey, Blackboard are hosting this reception. And it's really lively, and there's well over 100 people here. I'm amazed at how many people want to have a go at Blackboard. So we have the open source community, we have the Moodle aficionados. Everybody's having a go at Blackboard, and they're really holding up well here. They're saying good stuff, you know, things I wouldn't have expected them to say 10 years ago.
Well, you know, I think the company's matured. We still have issues. Like I said, I was a customer for 7 years. I know that it's not always the easiest thing to be a Blackboard customer, but we really hire good people, and when you do that, you reach a critical mass of good people, and you just start accreting more and more good people, and so you know, we really want to focus on education and not on technology. We want to be the company that people think of when they think about education and improving student experience and student outcomes.
That's a really good message. How are you going to get to this midpoint? I mean, we've still got the polarization between open source and proprietary software like Blackboard.
Yep.
But I'm already getting the message from Blackboard that you're moving towards the middle ground more. How does that work for you?
Yeah, well, you know, it's one thing that might surprise people. People think of Blackboard as a very large company, you know, the Microsoft of the industry or something like that. And we're not. We're about 1,400 employees worldwide. And we have a large presence, but that's a reflection of our customers and the way they use the application. And part of that is we have a very large open source community developing extensions to Blackboard, and there are actually over 2,000 active developers in the Blackboard open source community creating extensions fully for Blackboard. But, you know, that's sort of a middle, that's not the middle ground. I think the middle ground is really embracing the things that people like about open source. So we're always going to charge for our products because that's our model. That's how we fund future development. That's how we're able to add things like mobile and be really innovative and really quickly. But when we look at embracing open source, it's about really embracing standards. So we want to live in this world where you know, we aren't the Microsoft. We don't try to take a standard and extend it and then make it proprietary. We want to live in this world that people can rely on a content standard or an integration standard. So One way that we're going to get there is there are some three very important standards that are really been ratified in the last couple of years, and one that's going to be ratified next year. IMS LTI, so that's Learning Tools Interoperability. That's going to allow anybody to add any custom tool to any LMS that meets that need. And of course, Blackboard as a company now provides a lot more than just LMSs. Another standard is common cartridge, and that allows. So right now, the only real strong content standard for content portability is SCORM, and that's good for publishers, but that's not great for teachers and end users, because I import that and I pretty much have to use that as is, and it's often very static.
It's too big. It's too cumbersome. Teachers can't do this.
Yeah, and common cartridge, what that allows is content portability in the native LMS format. So I can export a Blackboard course and import it into another LMS. And then that imports into the native LMS tools, and I can edit that using the native LMS tools, and vice versa. So I import a common cartridge into Blackboard. They're real Blackboard discussion forums, real Blackboard content objects, real Blackboard quizzes, and I can use all the editing tools built into Blackboard that have been designed for ease of use that instructors already have familiarity with. And so common cartridge really is gonna change the game for content portability. And the third one I think that's really important that we're really looking to mature more next year in 2011 is IMS LIS. So that's Learning Information Systems. So that's how we integrate with a student information system. And typically that's been, okay, let's create some course spaces in the LMS and let's add student records and let's add enrollments. And then maybe if we're really advanced, we'll pull student marks or student grades out of the LMS and put them in our student record system. And IMS LIS does that, but it also does more. It actually has provisions for defining student outcomes and allowing us to transfer information back and forth related to those outcomes. So then we're taking a look at not just a grade, which isn't a real indicator of what a student is capable of, but a real student outcome. So I can say, okay, a student needs to know how to critically think, and that's not defined by, oh, they got a 10 out of 10 on a quiz, or they did really well on an assignment. That's defined by what exactly does doing really well on an assignment mean? And breaking that down in a really sort of rubric-like format and taking a look at that across multiple activities and defining that as our outcome and saying, this is what critical thinking really means. And now we know, okay, our students do well. And we can transfer that information back and forth and define those elements using IMS LIS. So LIS is something that we really look to mature in 2011, and it'll also make back-end integrations a lot easier for our customers.
Dan, that was awesome. And I'm going to be back here next year, 2011, Online Educator in Berlin. Come and talk to me again and tell me how far you've got.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye. I'll be here.